This episode is brought to you by the Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival, April 2nd through the 4th, 2021, at the Sonesta Nashville Airport. We're going to be there. Will you be? We'd love to see you. Come and visit with us. Thank you so much for listening.
Are you in need of horror collectibles and memorabilia? Look no further than Nightmare Toys. You can find them online at NightmareToys.com and on all social media at Nightmare Toys, the official store of THN News and the Horror Basement Podcast. Check them out.
Beyond the Basement with Jim Tam and Johnny, where we talk about all kinds of crazy stuff and fun stuff and cryptids and aliens and just all kinds of stuff, technology and all that. But today we got a food story-ish, sort of food story-ish. We don't mess with Apple products really around here, but we got some new news for Apple. It's a rumor. Maybe it's true. I don't know. We also have a Dyson sphere. We're going to be talking about a Dyson sphere. Not sure if y'all have ever heard of that, but I never had until now. But before we get into that, I got a new setup. I think I'm going to try to start doing this. I got me a new chair. I'm not sure if you can see my chair, but yeah, you can't see it. But anyway,
oh.
I got it. It's a camping chair or like a outdoor chair. But it rocks. Yeah, pretty badass. And I got it sitting in my room, and I was like, well, I'm gonna sit on it and see how comfortable it is. It's a lot more comfortable, like, because on my couch, you know, I have to sit up because it sits lower. And anyway, it's pretty comfortable. Oh, and I got a badass shirt on.
Hell yeah. Check them out.
Podcast. Yeah, if you're watching the video, you should go check them out if you're listening. But check out the Half-Ass Orcast. They're really cool people. Also, the 27th of March, right, Jimmy?
Yeah. Yep.
We will be at Short Mountain Distillery. There will be, is it a ghost tour?
Yeah, ghost hunting.
There'll be ghost hunting. The Haunt Seekers United Nations.
Yeah.
United Nations will be there. The Everyday Joe Show are going to be there, correct?
Yeah.
At least most of them will be.
Yep.
Be awesome to catch back up with them. We're going to do a podcast. I got told this last week, I believe, for the first time on the second take that we had to do last week.
At least it was only like 5 minutes in.
Still give a Jim Jam hell about that. But yeah, come join us if you can. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to record a podcast. It should be fun. You know, hopefully we get to talk to one of the ghost hunters. And
hopefully we get to talk to one of the ghosts.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to happen. But we can ask, why do people only hunt ghosts at night? And do ghosts wear clothes? And then if you got a question to ask a ghost hunter, if we get to talk to one, hit us up. Let us know. We'll ask them. As long as it's not stupid ridiculous. Like, you know, I mean, we're already asking, do ghosts wear clothes? That's kind of ridiculous, but we're not going sexual with it, okay? Just throwing that out there.
Well, you looked at me when you said that.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What ghosts? Just
going to throw this out there real quick, too. Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival. April 2nd through the 4th at Sonesta National Airport. It used to be the Marriott Airport. Same thing. You can book a room, $125 after taxes and fees.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just $125 even a night if there's any rooms available still. Pretty cheap in my opinion. You know, I'm granted it's by the airport and all, but still, $125 in Nashville is pretty cheap. There's hotels here in fucking Manchester that are more than that, you know. So...
But, yeah, we'll be recording a podcast there too.
The what?
We're going to be recording a podcast at the festival.
with
while we're sitting what? At the table. Just at the table.
No, no. We're not
doing that. Why?
Why? It's a stupid idea. Stupid idea.
I'll talk them into
too many people walking around.
And anyway, they seem...
We might record. Who knows? We'll record something. We're going to be doing videos, pictures. We're going to try to do better. Since we've had like 2 years off on festivals and cons. To do better on taking pictures, Jim Jam. Remember?
You have a phone also.
But remember?
No.
We're going to try to do better. Isn't that what we said for the last 5 years? Not any better. But yeah, we're going to be there Friday and Saturday. Come and say hi. Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival.com for all the information. All the people that are coming there. There's going to be a bunch of people. It's going to be a blast.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Speaking of something, speaking of fun, but this would not be fun, you know, like if you work for this company, Panda Express. And this is on the Washington Post. Jim Jam sent this over. But this is messed up, man. Real messed up. Panda Express cashier had already been forced to strip to her underwear in front of her fellow staff during a self-improvement seminar in 2019, she said, and told to open up to the group about her vulnerabilities.
What?
Okay. Who the fuck? You work for Panda Express. Are these people working in like the office environment of Panda Express?
I have no. Yeah, I'm not.
Cashier. She's a cashier, and you're asking a cashier to strip down. And apparently, she must. I'm from just reading this, and but it said that they were ogling her body or whatever. I think is what it said. But and then who asks someone to strip down into their underwear in front of a group of people at a self-improvement seminar?
It sounds like the start of a cult.
Yeah, a pervert.
That
I mean, you know, like that's not okay. And I've been to seminars for a company before, and it was just training, you know, like just to train you to be better and just, you know, focus on stuff. But that's like. More sex, like this day and age, like 2019 when it happened, you don't ask women to take their clothes off in front of groups of people as a company.
No, unless she's a stripper.
Yeah. And I mean, that, maybe that's how it used to be. It might have been okay back in the day, which it wasn't okay then, but people could get, you know, these companies could get away with it a little bit more easily. It's not okay now.
No, not at all.
Don't have to put down, but and then there was a male colleague that broke down crying while trying to do the same, like open up about his insecurities, and the session leader ordered her to go one step further. She had to hug it out with him in her underwear, as others filmed her and ogled at her body. The 23-year-old employee in California said. So they allow people to film this. That's fucked up, man.
I would be like, this is Panda Express, motherfucker. I'm not doing that. I quit.
This, yeah.
No.
And I can understand, like, some people, you know, you get a job and maybe it was hard for you to get a job somehow, you know, like, and you don't want to lose it. You like the people you work with, but.
Minus that person.
Stress, man. That's fucked up. I hope she gets paid. You know what I'm saying? I hope she, hopefully she gets paid enough that she can go into school if she's not already in it. And she needs millions of dollars. That's just bullshit. Panda Express needs to learn. I guess they have a weird style of management style promoted by Panda Express and its co-founder, Andrew Chung.
It definitely don't sound like they're in a good situation right now.
No, and I guess it emphasizes self-improvement programs, which that's a good thing, right? Like, you have your company, you have a lot of money, and you're probably really not paying your employees that much. You know, these employees are probably struggling to get by. You know, they're in the poverty level of pay.
Yeah.
And you try to boost them up with self-improvement programs. I mean, you could probably throw them another bone, you know, like give them some money. That would improve their life more than your self-improvement program probably would. You know, I don't know how much cashiers at Panda Express makes, but I can't imagine it's any more than $10, $11 an hour in some places, maybe 13 places. But, I mean, throw them like $25 an hour and they'll make, this ain't going to happen, you know. I mean, that would improve anybody's life, $25 an hour, depending on where you live.
I'd be quitting where I'm at and going to work there.
I don't know. I wouldn't. There's no way I'd work in fast food.
But
perhaps. That'd
be one thing I wouldn't have to worry about. They would not be asking me to strip down my underwear.
Yeah. That's my thing. But I guess they had multiple people strip down. I'm not really comfortable. And how is this going to improve myself? People looking at me and going to talk about me behind my back.
Like, I can't be like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
And then, of course, Panda Express blamed it on Alive Seminars and Coaching Academy, which is the one who led the 2019 seminars. But Panda Express, you're the one that should be knowing what they're teaching and how they're training employees.
Yeah.
So no matter what, you're at fault. You sent your employees there. You had to approve the curriculum or the activities there, right? Yeah. And if you didn't, you failed. You failed your employees. You know, and I'm not big on people suing, but that's bullshit. You know, that's fucking bullshit. And you let people film, you're fucking garbage. That's. And these people probably still have the videos, you know, they can post them online at any time.
Oh, yeah. They're probably rotten hell.
Oh, and at the time, here you go. I should have read this. I've read this article last week. So this is Monday. We didn't get to record Saturday or Sunday. She made $11.35 an hour. And then what did I say? Probably $10, $11, maybe $13 if they're lucky.
Yeah.
So she made $11.30. And she's in L.A. Or you know what I'm saying? She's working in California. Like $11 ain't much, you know. Down in that area, cost of living's high there. From what
definitely,
I hear,
definitely should have made a lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I understand about the fast food places. Some of these are mega millions, you know, millions because they got chains all over the place. I guess
Panda Express, bro. I've never eaten at a Panda Express.
I have. I ate one in Nashville.
Any good?
Yes. Yeah, pretty good. Drive through Chinese food.
Yeah, Americanized Chinese food. That's all it is. You know?
Yep.
Because, I mean, Chinese food in any restaurant you go to is Americanized. I want to eat real Chinese food. Like, real deal. Like, not General Tso's or sesame chicken or, you know what I'm saying? I want to eat real deal Chinese food. Like, I wish I could go eat that. But I'm more of a eater, so.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to, like, Chinatown somewhere in, like, L.A. or...
Go to, like, the Asian market in Nashville somewhere. You know, they got Asian stores. I bet you they'd have served some food there. Most little, you know.
So you don't think they sell General Tso's in China?
No, that's an American thing. General Tso's don't even exist. That's 100% American. Yeah.
Well, I guess...
Americans, fat Americans, like their stuff soft. And General Tso's chicken... And I watch I wish I could remember his name. I would give him a shout out for his YouTube channel. But I think he does something dumplings, simply dumplings on YouTube. And he travels the world and eats all foods, but his family owned a Chinese restaurant. I probably tell this story in like the Midwest somewhere, you know, the only Chinese restaurant in the whole town. Well, they wouldn't allow him to eat General Tso's chicken.
Wow.
Because it's cooked in dark oil. Old oil.
Why do they cook it in dark oil?
Because it's sauced up. You won't be able to see the chicken. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so sauced up, you won't be able to tell the taste. Hmm. So they don't cook it, and that's what, and that's come out. His, he's the one that said that. I won't never forget that. And it's like, damn, I don't think I've eaten General Tso's like at a Chinese restaurant since then. Like I'll eat it at like maybe a Walmart. You go in and they got the General Tso's because I know that they filter or they should be filtering their oil on like a not or a weekly basis because I know the. I worked at Walmart for a really long time. So I know they're, you know.
Yeah, I've watched them sauce their damn General Tso's, and it looks just like regular chicken.
Yeah. They're not dark. They're light in color. And I really like their General Tso's at Walmart, like just in the deli. Like it's really good.
You ever try to eat one of the peppers out of there?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers are chewy as shit.
Burn your ass up too. I used to take it and like, make sure and dump the seeds out. Like if it had seeds and dump the seeds out on my chicken so that it make it spicier.
Fuck that. Yeah. It's already spicy enough.
Yeah, I know. But
another one I like is the honey chicken.
The honey barbecue? Yeah, man. That shit's fire, dude. And I used to get the little the Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah.
When I worked there, because I worked there for 10 years. So, you know, I got, I had an hour lunch. So I'd go over there and get four honey barbecue chicken chunks and get a 4-pack of the Hawaiian rolls. And the chicken chunks were big.
Yeah.
And I would just put it on one on a Hawaiian roll with some mustard. And I would have a $3 fucking lunch. You know,
can't beat that.
Hell no. And it's good too.
something that ain't too bad if it's fresh is the cheese sticks.
Yes, if they're cooked fresh, hell yeah. And I like the jalapeno poppers, which you probably don't care for them.
No.
But it had nacho cheese and jalapeno. Man, when them motherfuckers cook fresh. Because you can't buy them that cheap anywhere you go. You can get like 6 or 8 of them for like $2, you know, because they sell them by weight.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, shit, you go to Sonic and you get 4 of them, they're like $3. I go up there, get 4 of them, and it's like $1.50, you know.
I was like, Johnny, you're falling.
Yeah. Okay.
At first, I was looking. I was like, is the poster falling or is it the phone falling?
It's the damn, my little setup here.
You have to get a tripod for your phone, man.
I got this ring light. I got to do my OnlyFans on it, man.
Oh.
Gee.
But, check them out. $5 a month.
Poster back here. Oh, Deadlines. I can't wait to see that movie for the first time. It'll be out eventually. Eventually, hopefully. But the only reason why I bring that up is because Jimmy got his face cast. He had plaster all over. You can see it on the Instagram at THN News. And we're going to be in a new movie. And it's going to be a George Dimmick movie. We were in his movie Deadlines. We had 3 lines then. But now we got 10. Around 10. Might be 9. I might say 9.
So the last movie we got paid. Oh shit! Never mind. We didn't get paid.
No, we didn't pay. We didn't get dirty either. This movie was getting dirty, so I guess we gave us 10 lines to get dirty.
I get to drive in this movie.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
I'm driving a truck, and I guess I won't spoil it.
No, but we'll be doing. It's gonna be this summer. We're gonna shoot it. Our scenes. Late August, early September. But I'm sure we'll have some behind-the-scenes stuff also with that.
We'll interview some of the actors and stuff.
Yeah, follow us on YouTube, you know. Like, hit us up on there. Give us a follow.
Yeah, we'll do, like if you go back on our YouTube, you'll see the deadlines behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah. And hopefully this year, when the fucking pandemic ends, and we'll actually be able to go watch Deadlines in the theater for the first time. Full moon, and we'll be able to do some videos there, and just I don't know, man. It's hopefully we can move forward out of this. It's been a year for this bullshit that's been going on.
Well, keep hearing that we're really close to herd immunity. So,
Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Hook me up, you know.
Hey, man, if you're overweight, they said you can get it now.
Yeah, I'm overweight. So I should use that to my advantage while I'm overweight at the moment, you know?
Well, you can go do that. I'm not doing it. Unless they make me.
Johnson one, I will.
Said it's not as effective.
It's not as efficient, but it is 100%, has a 100% efficacy or efficient rate on no hospitalization and no death. So severe illness, death, and hospitalization is 100%. You will not, none of that will happen. So
do you have, is there side effects though?
Probably swelling. Theirs is more like a flu shot. It has nothing to do with mRNA. It's the same. Like it uses a cold, a variant of a cold virus that to get it put into your system. You know what I'm saying? Like it carries it through your system, the vaccine. I read up on it, man. And it has nothing to do with mRNA. If you're scared that it's going to make you sterile and all that bullshit.
Well, I don't mind that.
Yeah, but, you know, and it might not be as efficient, but to me, it's like more of a flu shot, you know? Like, we've been giving out, they've been out there for hundreds of years. Decades is what I was going for, and just, I think flu shot's been out there for decades, ain't it?
I guess, but I don't fuck with them. I don't like the way they make me feel.
But the flu's not guaranteed to put me in the hospital at being overweight. So I'm overweight, and I really don't want to go to the hospital. But yeah. So if you got a bootleg Johnson & Johnson vaccine, I'm not taking it. I'm just fucking with you.
I was about to say a bootleg. I don't know about that.
They're only charging $10 for that vaccine, man.
Why?
I mean, we get it free, but I'm saying, but Johnson & Johnson's only charging $10 a shot to the government.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, it's like, we got to pay for it, brother? Fuck that.
No. Insurance will cover it, even if, you know, if not, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, Tucker. Love you, buddy.
I might fuck with the Johnson & Johnson, but I ain't fucking with that other one, that two yeah, one.
Because I wasn't really into the two-dose one, reading up on some of it, and
I've heard a lot of people had a lot of issues with it, so I'm not about that life.
There are some issues, but overall it outweighs the negative. You know what I'm saying? The good outweighs the negative, and so I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like, my wife didn't seem to have any symptoms, really. Maybe a little bit of sore shoulder, but that's it.
Yeah, my sister, she said that she was a little fatigued after the second one. Like, she had a day that where she's fatigued, which is what they say. The day after, they say on that second shot, like, you're going to be, you might need to take off work, you know?
Might as well do it on a Friday then.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Might as well just do it on Friday, ruin your weekend. But yeah.
I don't like the sound of that. But I guess I like that more than dying, if you know.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I don't know how we got into that, but we did.
That's all right, though. You know, I wouldn't talk bad about it. You know, just.
No, I mean, hey.
Current events.
I want everybody to really, it would be nice if everybody would get vaccines so that we can move on. You know,
if that's the case, I'll fuck with that Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
We can go do it together, Johnny.
I was thinking about calling some pharmacies and just be like, hey, any chance y'all going to be getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? I'm extremely overweight.
I have no issues with that because I am there.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't want to be hospitalized. That's. Because, I mean, like at the beginning, I thought of it, and I was like, I ain't going to do it. And then the more education you get into it, the more educated you are, and the more knowledge you have, it's more like, I would like to get one, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, real quick, something that I just went and got my taxes done. And apparently, if you got some children, y'all, they're not going to be doing child credits no more after this year for 2021. The woman said, you know, don't quote me on nothing, but she said that if you, that we will start getting like $3,000 per kid, sometime in the summer, and then another $3,000 per kid sometime towards the end of the year. So equal to $12,000 a year.
Yeah. Well, for two kids.
Oh yeah. Yeah. $3,000 a kid.
$1,000 per kid is what she's saying.
So if you one of them motherfuckers out there that's got like a whole herd of children, You about to rake in the dough. And why don't you give some of us that money through our Patreon?
Yeah, Jim, always. We'll move on past that and the government bullshit. This is from MacRumors.com. I just seen this, and I just thought it was cool that this well-regarded analyst, Ming-Chi Kuo, said today in a... This was from the March the 7th. Said today in a research note that TF International Security is obtained by MacRumors. Yeah, it's have plans to release its long rumored mixed reality headset in mid 2022, followed by augmented reality glasses by 2025.
What's augmented reality mean?
It will put, like, you put a headset on. Mm-hmm. Like, this one's like a VR headset. Like, they're going to do one like that's a VR, but also augmented reality, where when you put that headset on, it's going to have cameras on that headset to where you can see the outside world. But it's going to put things out in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're playing a game, but that game will be in your house.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Strangers will be fucking rushing you in your house.
That would be cool.
It's the way that I took it. It's going to be more immersive, I guess. Like, you'll be able to see the people around you too, so they can't really fuck with you, I guess.
I wonder, is that like down that Walking Dead game they got out? They got a Walking Dead game for your phone where you can, I think it shows the zombies in your world or some shit.
Probably, but better.
Well, you know, I do have an iPhone that, well, it's not my phone that I use, but I have one for when that Clubhouse app I get, then whatever. But yeah, maybe I can get the Apple one and try that out.
Yeah,
I say it'll only work with the Apple phone, right? Did you say it had to be used with the phone, or is it just going to be a standalone device?
Screen in it.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, it's got a screen already built into it. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like something I would actually buy. Nope, never mind.
Yeah, it's like $1,000.
Fuck that. I'll do a review on it. I'll do a review on it for them. They sent it to me for free.
Yeah, and see-through AR experience, adding the headset will offer, like I said, VR. The headset will be portable with independent computing power and storage, but not truly mobile like an iPhone. And they're going to be using, I'm pretty sure it said Samsung OLED. Why can't I find it? Because they have the best, Samsung has the best OLED screens for that are small for phones and other issues, things.
And, even Apple knows what's up.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just the fact. It ain't nothing against anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to do the Apple fucking Samsung bullshit, Android bullshit. But my thing, and they're going to do the glasses in 2025, and that's more or less like Google Glasses, you know, like it'd be up and you can text and see shit through them, you know what I mean? But they tried to do this, but some cell phone company tried to do this before. I've seen a thing where why you don't see clear screens, you know, like if you take Pokemon and you was be able to put that Pokemon Go and you'd be able to put that headset on and be able to walk around in the park.
Yeah.
It would be more like instead of holding a phone, you know, doing it and showing, you'd be more immersed in that because you could see around you and you probably wouldn't step off the curb. Like, you know, people walking out in traffic and getting hit by cars or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you could see more, maybe. But augmented reality. See, people don't understand. We're in the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, what people say, oh, well, this is going to be. What if they create an augmented reality chip and then they start using it? And I'm not saying Apple. This is just in general. You know, we got to go conspiracy theory. This is beyond the basic, right?
Oh, yeah.
What if they could take that and incapacitate you and create a different reality for you. You know, augment your reality. Like where you think you're doing great and going through life, but you're not. They're sucking life blood out of you, you know, like the Matrix or some shit, because that's where it starts, man. You start somewhere.
Well, that sounds fucking terrible.
Yeah, but you would be thinking that you're in heaven. Like it's great to be there. But yet they're, you know, you're not.
So then you come out of it and you're back into your shitty life if that's what you have.
If you're ever let go. Because think about it. Think about this. You can take prisoners. And this is fucked up. I don't want to hear nothing about it. This is fucked up. But you can take prisoners, put a chip in them. Eventually this will happen. I think it will happen eventually. Maybe it could be 100,000 years down the road. I mean, we could be in an augmented reality right now. We don't know that, you know?
So really, you say test on prisoners?
Well, but what if you put that chip in and it's like they're at the beach hanging out, but they're always sedated. But they think that they're doing shit in their mind, you know, and then there's less fights and all that. But I don't know. That's just, you know, something fucked up that could happen. You could kidnap someone and put them in a different world. And this is all crazy talk, but I was just thinking about that as like augmented reality.
That's pretty crazy.
What if they could augment your reality for real? Like, and speaking of that, a Dyson sphere could bring humans back from the dead, researchers say. And this is from a Russian researchers. They outlined several ways for technological resurrection. And the method of using a Dyson sphere and super intelligent AI. And this is from Popular Mechanics. They have great stories on aliens and just new and future scientific stuff. Like, in the very first paragraph says, imagine this: in the far, far future, long after you've died, you will eventually come back to life. So will everyone else who ever had a hand in the history of human civilization. But in this scenario, returning from the dead is a relatively normal part. The journey home will be a hell of a lot weirder than the destination. Boom, boom, boom. I did the boom, boom, boom. They didn't have that in the article. I don't know if anybody noticed that. But a mega searcher called a Dysphere will provide a super intelligent artificial agent with the enormous amounts of power it needs to collect as much historical and personal data about you so it can rebuild your exact digital copy. Once it's finished, you'll live your whole life again in a simulated reality. And when the time comes for you to die again, you'll be transported into a simulated afterlife, a la Black Mirrors. This is what this person says, where you get to hang out with friends, family, and favorite celebrities. That sound cool? I mean, you won't get there. Mentally, you won't be there. Or are we there?
Mentally?
Yeah, because this is just digital resurrection. But is this the digital resurrection we're living in right now? I mean, you don't know. You know?
Damn. That's crazy. Think about that.
Yeah, like when you think about it, and no one can really disprove the simulation theory, you know, like this. But no one can prove it, you know? So, yeah. Like, if you argue against it, it's more like your reality is based here on Earth instead of a reality of what the universe is. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't move past Earth and expand the way that you see things, you'll never believe any of this. Or you won't even take it into consideration because you're just stuck here mentally and just on Earth, you know?
So you're saying, like, what if we're in the digital resurrection, and then right. when we die in this, we go back to where we was?
No, this is in that digital resurrection. You go to a digital heaven, and you would get to hang out with your family and friends. Yeah, and celebrity.
Is it like this is the end where Backstreet Boys are going to be singing?
I mean, I guess if that's your favorite celebrities.
Oh. This is the end.
You're not going to be, you mentally won't be there. Like, this person won't be there.
Who's going to be there?
A digital copy of yourself. Like, it's not going to have, it's just going to go back through your life and relive it.
Groundhog Day?
Yeah, but eventually you'll die and go to digital heaven.
And relive it again.
I guess the only purpose of this is to collect all the data they can on you.
Fucking course. I always want fucking data. I mean,
this is like, you know, no telling how far in the future this would be. But I'm just thinking, does anyone else just sit there and think, like, normal? Like, I'm normal. I would think maybe I'm not that normal. But
you're not normal.
Like, do you ever just sit and think about space? Like, the vastness of space and what it is. And, like, really sit there and think of it and contemplate, like, you know, deep thought. Like, I'll be riding my forklift and I'll just be thinking about it. Like, you know, space and all this shit that's out there. And I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that as advanced we are, we still can't make it to Mars or something like that.
Yeah, and well, we're not that advanced though. In my opinion, we're not. We're advanced, but in the last 100 years, we have become so much further advanced in technology and everything.
I guess
than we have in the last fucking. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as technology goes. Yeah, granted, there's other technologies that are, you know, the hammer and chisel and all that, you know, and just expanding your mind and everything, like with science and astrology and the way that everything moves. But we have just picked the pace up, man. It's like the simulation is like, hurry the fuck up, you know?
Yeah, we got to figure I guess if we want to get to those other places, they got to figure out some kind of propulsion that don't have to use fuel.
Yes.
Like the UFOs use.
Yeah, and that's the theory of, well, what if the aliens were on a planet that didn't start with like oil, you know, for fuel, you know, make gasoline? What if they started with nuclear fusion? And you know what I'm saying? Like, what if that was their starting point?
Or if they can figure out that one, was it that diamond battery? Was it a diamond? Yeah.
Nano.
If they can figure that out, then they can use that to power a ship to,
Well, here's the thing about this resurrection, digital resurrection. It's all fucking bullshit. Adoption Fear is a sphere that would cover the sun, all the way around the sun, harnessing the sun's energy. And this come from the late physicist Freeman Dyson, proposed his megastructure concept in 1960 science paper. The gist, it's a hypothetical shell encircling the sun to harness a large part of its 400 septillion watts per second of energy, or sorry, emits on any given day, and on the order of a trillion times our current worldwide energy uses.
So how would you,
Yeah, it's bullshit.
How would you create something that wouldn't burn up getting that close to the sun? Because that hot, any kind of metal would probably melt, wouldn't it? Is there any metal that we have on Earth that won't melt?
No, not that I know of. I mean,
it would just they'd have to make it out of metal, right?
I don't know, like, and says he envisions the megastructure as a fleet of black or slightly orange solar farms bonded together into a staggering 300 million kilometer shell around the sun. You know, it'll be the ultimate alien megastructure. One that
will fuck they gonna build that
species from a planetary species to an interstellar one. One of Stuart Armstrong a research fellow at Oxford University's Future of Humanity Institute, who has studied megastructure concepts, said it's pretty much an actual sphere around the sun is completely impractical. But if you could create something that could suck in some of the energy of the sun that was massive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which the Earth gets a lot of it anyway. So, I mean, I don't know. And I just say all that because I thought it was a fun story. It's not ever going to happen. But it's fun to think about. In my personal opinion. Because it's just what all these people come up with, you know. The scientists and everything just come up with these ideas. And if you could do it, yeah, you could get the power to do it. You know, you could absorb the power, but it's not going to happen. We're not that advanced, you know.
So is million, is that seven zeros?
Six.
Six?
Yeah, like one and six zeros.
So that's 1,864,103 miles long. That thing would have to be.
Yeah.
That sphere.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
They couldn't even build that on Earth.
No. Well, and if you could build a structure like that on Earth that would go around the equator like a train, like they said, you could slow time. You know, if it could go the speed of light, if this train could encircle the Earth and do the speed of light, and the people on that train wouldn't age like the people that were on Earth. So you could go 10 years on that train and you'd come back and everybody would be aged 10 years and you wouldn't.
Isn't that crazy to think?
And I mean, that's not ever going to happen, but it would still be fucking awesome if it could.
You could probably do light years or whatever, like you said, if we had a non-fuel propulsions.
Yeah, but you still have to have some sort of fuel to, you know, you have to have a fuel. It's the type of fuel that you use, you know?
Yeah. Like that battery, though. That's what...
Yeah, and that comes from nuclear, you know what I'm saying? So that's just a byproduct of nuclear waste. That nano diamond battery, the NDB.
Yeah.
Which is what I don't understand. Like, to go to Mars, it just seems like you would try to get something that creates carbon dioxide to put on Mars to try to maybe try to create it don't have an atmosphere. And that's the problem with Mars. And I'm still a believer that it's a really high possibility that Mars was an advanced civilization and they come here and populated Earth. You know what I'm saying? And their planet that was dying, and they said, let's go to the big blue one over there. You know? But, I mean, we won't ever really know, you know?
Do you think they would ever be able to, like, create an artificial atmosphere? Pretty much a bubble?
You have to be able to block the solar radiation. You know what I'm saying? So you have to have a magnetic field around you to cut the solar radiation down so it doesn't destroy your atmosphere. And that's what the problem, like the claims that the Earth what creates our magnetic field around us. Mars don't have a magnetic field. The core's dead from what, you know, scientists have speculated. I don't think they 100% know, but without it having, you know, you think they know more. They know more than I do. You know, and just by research and math and all that, you know, they come up with all that stuff. So, I mean, you won't 100% know until you get there, right? Like, I mean, we got technology on there.
What'd they say? It takes months to get there?
Yeah, months. Like 4 to 6 months or 3 to 4 months or something.
Isn't it like they can barely move the damn rover? They can only move it a little bit at a time because the signal takes so long to get there.
Yeah, I think they got a satellite that travels around Mars to shoot the signal back to us. But I mean, if it takes a ship 4 months to get there, well, I think it takes 20 minutes or 2 hours to get a signal back or something. Not 100% sure.
Can you imagine trying to drive something that it takes that long to react?
It's a tedious job. It'd be tedious. It'd be real tedious.
But Man.
Yeah, it's crazy to think of. I mean, we're there. You know, we're on there. China will be on there soon. I believe they're going to shooting off the... Or, yeah, I believe they have launched. They're supposed to get there in the summer.
If only they had a big-ass Ethernet cord.
Yeah, just fucking... If they were... If only if there was other objects in between us to where you could put satellites around that could orbit it and where it would beam. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have a link...
Where reflect. Would,
yeah, like yeah. A repeater. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To where it would get here faster, you know? But
I guess you can't do that because if it's not got a gravitational pull, then it won't stay there. It would just drift around, wouldn't it?
I believe so. Yeah, because there's solar winds that will push it. Yeah.
And isn't it supposedly really cold in space, too?
Yeah.
If you're not close to the sun.
Supposedly. I don't know how that works because it's hot as fuck on Earth.
So, like,
I guess the Earth absorbs the heat. I don't know. That's what.
If something like was to happen, if you was to just open up your fucking mask, would you instantly die?
I think so.
So you could just like. Whoop, whoop.
I think the vacuum would kill you.
So there's there's vacuum, huh?
Yeah, because there's no air, and there's no the pressure of being in space. I think would kill you. Because that's what the suit is there for. You know, it's to relieve all the being pushed onto you. Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, it is wild just to think.
I guess that's why they do all their practicing in a big swimming pool, huh?
Yeah, or if you ask the flat earthers, it's because there's a door when you open it up, it's water. Space is water. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense, don't it? Yeah. Hmm. That's like them jumping on the moon, you know, it's slow because they're jumping through the water. I don't know, man.
Space is black water.
Yeah, it's black water. Yeah. That's what it is.
Where the fucking sharks at? Space sharks. Whoa.
They can't feel the pressure.
They live in the ocean under pressure. Under pressure.
Yeah, it's more pressure. I don't fucking believe in that theory.
That's the movie right there, a sci-fi movie. Sharks in space.
Yeah, space sharks.
Space sharks.
Then they're just swimming through the space.
Yeah, since it's water, flat earth or something.
They're out there trolling. They're out there fucking on the space, on the space station, like, bumping up to their little window.
Yeah, and all you see is their eye.
Yeah. Is that a whale? No, that's just space
sharks. Their eye. Their eye is the size of a saucer. God, that's a big ass fucking animal. Can you imagine a fucking animal go by your porthole and it has a damn eye like as big as your fucking head?
Yeah, I can because it's called a whale.
That's crazy. That'd be scary. Even with a whale, that wouldn't harm you.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that, dude. Like, imagine you're on a ship and you see one and it's like, what the fuck? But yeah.
What was it like that one time, what was a whale that damn jumped up out the water and it was so close to the boat it didn't realize it and it landed on the boat and sunk it? It was probably like a sailboat.
Plenty of times. I mean, it's just like them people get out in kayaks and canoes or whatever, kayaks and
them motherfuckers. Out there
where the whales are. And like, you're like right on it. And that motherfucker like come up right next to dude like, oh shit.
It's damn flipper or whatever hit you, you're done.
I would like to see a whale, though. It would be cool.
I want to be in a big-ass boat that it won't tip over.
Well, I mean, I could be fine with seeing them off the coast, you know?
That, too.
I'd be fine with that.
Just be off of the edge of a pier and you can see them swimming by.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're going to end it here. It's a short one for this week.
Not really. No, we got about 45 minutes, so it's a little short. Okay,
Yeah, but we hope everyone's doing well. Thanks for listening. But thanks for listening, and take care.
Not dick hair? Are you being more nice this year?
What are you talking about?
Dick hair, y'all.
You can show your support supports this show by becoming a Patreon and purchasing some merch on the official website, tnhard.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Hard Basement Podcast and on Twitter at HardBasement1. And don't forget to leave the show a review. 5 stars are always appreciated. Thanks for your support.